Listen to Mrs. Harper talking about tsunamis and circle true or false.
In today's programme, The World's Greatest Disasters, we are going to talk about tsunamis. We welcome Rachel Harper from the Meteorological Institute. Good evening, Mrs. Harper.
Good evening.
Perhaps you could explain to our listeners what exactly a tsunami is.
Of course. A tsunami can be a series of waves that travel very quickly, or it can also be one single giant wave up to 30 meters high that rushes towards the coast. The waves can travel very long distances.
Are tsunamis always that high?
No. Out in the open ocean, they are small, but near the coast, they pile up high.
What causes a tsunami?
A tsunami may be caused by earthquakes deep down in the ocean, by a volcanic eruption in the sea, or by landslides deep down in the water.
Is the name killer wave justified?
Yes. They really are killer waves because they are so powerful and strong that they destroy everything. Villages on the coast, forests of palm trees, really everything.
Are there no warning signs before a tsunami arrives at the coast?
Yes, there may be some signs. There might be, for example, an earthquake. But not all earthquakes create a tsunami. Sometimes the water withdraws far away from the coast, only to come back as a killer wave a few minutes later. But there are also tsunamis that arrive unexpectedly. And that is why people living on the coast or tourists at the beach might be surprised by the deadly wave. When the wave hits the coast, escape is nearly impossible because you can't run away from a tsunami.
Thank you, Mrs. Harper, for your information.
You're welcome.